Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As it's the middle of the week today, on this Wednesday, we call to mind the powerful intercession of St. Joseph, the guardian and protector of the Holy Family. Also, one of his titles is Terror of Demons. So if we find ourselves afflicted or suffering, or maybe just weak in the face of temptation, today, let us seek out the powerful intercession of St. Joseph. One of the reasons why St. Joseph has that title, Terror of Demons, is because of his fierce desire to protect the church that is the family of God. It begins, of course, in Bethlehem. It then moves to Egypt and then comes to Nazareth. He is the one who protects the family of God. He wants to make sure that Our Lady and the Christ Child are safe. He wants to make sure that you and your loved ones, as disciples of Jesus, His adopted Son, are safe. So if we find ourselves afflicted or suffering or just being confronted by an awful lot of temptation today on this Wednesday, we seek out the powerful, the beautiful, the efficacious intercession of good Saint Joseph. We ask St. Joseph to intercede on our behalf. On behalf of all of our loved ones, we seek out the intercession of St. Joseph for those who may be sick, ill, suffering, and as the patron saint of a holy death, for anyone who is dying this day. We seek out the beautiful, powerful prayers of good St. Joseph. As we are in this holy season of Advent, we not only today turn to the beautiful example and the powerful paternity of St. Joseph, but we also open up our minds and our hearts to the Holy Spirit so that within our lives we can really cultivate a proper sense of preparation, a true spirit of looking ahead towards the Lord, turning towards the Lord. A popular theme this Advent, turning toward the Lord. There is so much going on around us, in the world around us, in our lives, in our families, in our neighborhoods. So much going on. And yet in the midst of everything going on, we find ourselves easily overwhelmed, distracted, maybe even weighed down. How does one maintain joy? How does one maintain hope in the midst of so much? By turning toward the Lord, returning to Jesus. Advent gives us an opportunity to prepare, but here in the words of Jesus in the gospel taken from the first Sunday of Advent just a couple of days ago, what does he ask of us? To stay awake, to watch, to be alert, to be attentive. In yearning for the Lord, there's an expression of trust, dependence. There's an expression of hope. Therefore, let us turn towards the Lord. During this holy season of Advent, in the daily Mass, the first readings this week are taken from the prophet Isaiah, and they are so beautiful, they are so rich. They give us a lot to consider as we're making that turn toward the Lord. Today, in the holy Mass, we heard proclaimed from Isaiah chapter 25, "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines." Juicy, rich food and pure choice wines. "On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, 'Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain.'" If you've ever gone into a church, an older church, you'll notice how the sanctuary, where the altar is located, where the priest prays the prayers of the Mass standing at the altar, you'll notice how the sanctuary is elevated. It's up by a couple of steps. The priest, when he offers the Mass, in order to get to the altar, he's got to climb a couple of steps. Very common in all the older churches. And you even find that in a lot of the newer ones as well. But that symbolism should not be lost on us. The fact that the priest has to climb the steps to the altar of the living God. We have to regain a sense of the sacred. We have to learn how to once again pay attention and stop letting things just kind of move around us without us taking notice. You see, when we pray the Holy Mass, we are journeying towards that mountain that Isaiah is referring to in the passage of today's readings. On this mountain. Well, where is that mountain? The mountain is the altar of the living God, where the choicest of food and wine will be made available to sustain those who believe. The imagery is powerful in Isaiah's reading for today's Holy Mass. On this mountain, the priest climbs the steps to the altar. He's taking all of our intentions, all of our thoughts, all of our prayers with him as he journeys to the altar of the living God, to that mountain, that spiritual mountain, where heaven will reveal all of its blessings for us. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. In the experience of the Holy Mass, the Lord breaks the grip that sin has on creation. Notice how Isaiah said, he will destroy death forever. In the Holy Mass, we become one with the Lord. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from our faces. From all faces, the reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. Where do we hear the voice of the Lord if not in the Holy Mass? On that day, it will be said, behold our God, to whom we look to save us. Keep in mind the Holy Mass. What happens when the priest elevates the host? Behold the Lamb of God. He quotes St. John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God. A worthy response from us are the words of Isaiah. Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. No need for us to change the words of the Holy Mass. No need for us to acclaim, but to have within our hearts an echo of those words from the prophet Isaiah. The priest elevates the host, the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. He elevates the chalice that contains the most precious blood. He elevates Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And within our hearts, we could have an echo from the holy prophet Isaiah. Behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. We have looked through all of creation. The hunger of our hearts, the thirst of our souls has driven us to move throughout the whole world seeking the one who will satisfy us. And here on this mountain at the altar of the living God in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. Are we in need of the presence of Jesus? Are we in need of the healing that only God can bring to our lives? Are we in need of a restoration of hope? Are we in need of the coming of peace? Do we need Jesus? If the answer to any of those questions is yes, all we have to do is turn towards the Lord and journey towards him in the Holy Mass to meet the Lord at the altar of the living God, to prepare our hearts by opening our hearts, by confessing our sins, by making a good, holy confession, getting all that junk out of our hearts, getting all that darkness out of our hearts, getting all those sins out of our hearts. Why are we waiting? Why are we dragging all of that nonsense through our lives? Just make a good confession. Get all that junk out. Clean out the closet. Turn toward the Lord. And then having a heart filled with grace, continue on towards the mountain of the living God, where the Lord is preparing a banquet, a feast, a wedding feast of the Lamb. The imagery of the Holy Mass is so deeply rooted within sacred scripture. For the eyes that see, for the ears that hear, for the soul that lives the holy faith, When we pray the sacred mysteries of the Holy Mass, and then we enter into the words of the prophet Isaiah, we see this incredible dovetail. We see how it all comes together. The reverence, the reality of the sacred that surrounds and envelops the Mass. It is what Isaiah is foreshadowing, foretelling, prophesying. Our Advent, then, this season of Advent, is not merely looking ahead to the end of the ages, waiting for the coming of the Lord at the consummation of the ages, the close of the world, but it's also an invitation to pray the Mass, to engage, to not be afraid of, but to engage the wrestling match between the realm of darkness and the realm of light, the culture of death and the culture of life, to make sure that we know the one we are pursuing, and we know the hope he wants to place and plant deep within our hearts, within our minds, so that when you see a Catholic, you do not see a hypocrite, you do not see someone who is spiritually dead, but you see an individual who knows the living God, who trusts in the mercy of Jesus, whose heart radiates the love, those flames, those purifying flames of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When you see a Catholic Christian, you see one who knows, loves, and serves the living God. May we remain attentive and alert, because we have his hope and his peace.